The mystery of the Orthodox Church suggests that her essence is hidden. I speak as a former Jew, from the eyes of the earthly-minded Jewish observer. For although the synagogue is exalted by Jewry, nevertheless it is bereft of its sacramental Old Testament priesthood, never to return again. This is in spite of Jewry's plans to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem, where the Islamic Al-Aqsa Mosque now stands.
There's news coming out of Israel. There's a rumor that construction is going to begin on the Third Holy Temple in Jerusalem on March 16th. The fact is, construction can begin on the Holy Temple right now. This has been the goal of the Temple Institute for 23 years now, and the record of our accomplishments speak for itself.
This is a worthless, not to mention dangerous, endeavor, for the genealogies of the Levitical priesthood was destroyed by Herod prior to 70 AD. Thus, no Jew can prove that he is a Kohen, that is, a priest, a descendant of the tribe of Levi. In contrast, the Orthodox Church possesses the apostolic priesthood, derived from the Lord Jesus Christ himself, who, as predicted by the prophet David, was a priest after the order of Melchizedek, which supersedes the now defunct Levitical priesthood. Your house is left unto you desolate, declared the Lord Jesus Christ to the Jewish rulers upon their rejecting him as the Jewish Messiah. And this desolation continues to the present day and hour. For no prophet, no priest, no seer who can look into the future has appeared in the synagogue for over 2,000 years. Not so the Orthodox Church, which has always produced clairvoyant prophets and elders, most recently Elder Paisios of the Holy Mountain, and many others who are still living today. Now the Jews make much ado over Moses Maimonides of the 12th century, the most revered of all the Jewish rabbis, but a close scrutiny of his writings reveals a crass bigot of the Jewish supremacist mold, calling for the extermination of infidels, specifically the pupils of Jesus, in his Maimonides Code, and that blacks are only one level higher than monkeys, in his Guide to the Perplexed Hebrew Version, testifies to his bigotry and his Jewish condescension. But the Orthodox Church, made up of all nations, showing respect for ethnic differences, defines herself as Catholic, that is, universal. The synagogue, however, is racially exclusive, a closed system. For believe me, for I grew up as a Jew, Gentile converts are looked upon as second-class citizens. They simply don't have the right blood. Perhaps Sammy Davis Jr., who converted to Judaism when I was a child, is an exception due to his star status. But behind closed doors, I heard the B'nai B'rith leaders of my synagogue mock him, calling him a converted Schwarza. He just wasn't one of us. He didn't have the right blood. But right or wrong blood, all that the synagogue has to offer is a bunch of busybody rules and regulations that can't change the inner man. And that's what the Orthodox Church is all about. Through the Church's mysteries, baptism, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the mystery of confession, and most of all, partaking of the divinity of Christ through Holy Communion, the worshiper experiences an inner transformation. And that, my friends, whether you're Jewish, Muslim, or even Christian, is what true religion is really all about.